faith, family, freedom. It all still matters here. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Is there a shift in thinking that's coming when it comes to the resources we give to young people? And I say that because I found an article. Well, it was really kind of a question to a question in the Washington Times by Dr. Everett Piper, who's been on the show before, and he joins me right now. And it was part of your Ask Dr. E series. And Everett, appreciate you being back on the program here. And when I saw the headline, "Should Parents Use Therapists to Help Children Adjust to Life's Challenges?" I immediately thought, Everett, ooh, that's going to be a spicy response no matter what your answer is. And it was, because your answer was no. You said, I'm going to be very blunt. The answer is no. The current trend of hiring therapists to help children with everyday challenges is unhealthy. And I know you've had to have reactions from a variety of perspectives on this, but let's start with the basis on this, which is you're not criticizing the availability of therapy overall. You're talking about it being overused, if anything.
Yes, I am. And just to context here, I have degrees in this stuff, and I'm not trying to put my sheepskin on the wall and boast here, but my academic background, my professional training is in human development theory and psychology and pedagogy, andragogy, education, and moral development. So I get this stuff. I understand it. It is my industry. And I think people within an industry are obligated and responsible for calling it out if it's going down the wrong path. And I would argue that use of therapy in today's rearing of children is unhealthy. And my reason for saying that is a lot of the theory behind psychology and counseling and therapy today, in my view, as a guy from the inside, I would say a lot of the theory is garbage. It's just garbage. It's narcissistic. It's self-focused. It is a self-congratulatory. It is the elevation of the individual over and above all of the rest of culture. It is the constant navel-gazing of our day and time. It's what Carl Truman calls the rise and triumph of the modern self. You're the parent. You're the dad. You're the mom. And I don't believe you should farm out raising your children to the professional therapist. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a time when you shouldn't partner with or should partner with a professional. In extreme situations, there may be a time to do that. But even then, I would argue, make sure you know who that professional is and make sure you know what their theory of life and their theory of child rearing is. And make sure they agree with you and that they're partnering with you as a parent to raise your child, to train up a child in the way he should go so that when he is old, he will not depart, to use biblical language. Bottom line, my answer to this question is no, you shouldn't be farming out everyday parenting to the professional therapist. Number one, because it's your job. And number two, most of these parents that are relying on the professional don't take the time to figure out what the professional's worldview is and whether or not it agrees with them, the mother and father. I don't want to send my son off to some therapist who's going to be contradicting me every step of the way in terms of the morals and the values and the important ideas that I want my child to hold dear as he becomes an adult.
You know, see, there's going to be a lot of people really shocked to hear you say that, especially with your educational background, with your professional background. They're going to say, but I've been told all my life that these are experts. What's the harm in bringing somebody in who knows more about it than I do? I'll just trust the experts. And we've heard that increasingly in the last several years. So what you're saying is really almost countercultural, especially over the last few years.
Well, and again, I value education. I've got an undergraduate degree, a graduate degree, and a PhD in this stuff. And I value it. And I agree that understanding how we function as human beings, both internally and socially and relationally, is important. And in fact, I would argue that much of the Bible directs us toward understanding ourselves in relationship to each other and in relationship with God. So I'm not disparaging that. But you're the expert. You're the father. You're the mother. No one knows your child better than you. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Unless there's something grossly dysfunctional going on, you should take the reins and you should be a good dad and a good mom. And again, don't farm it out to somebody else because you think they know your child better than you. I think the church has been making this mistake for decades, where we farm out the teenage years to the youth pastor, thinking the youth pastor knows more than we do about how to take care of adolescents. Garbage. The youth pastor doesn't know more than the parent. And honestly, he may be good at throwing pizza parties, but he doesn't know anything about counseling your kid through relational conflict or through anxiety or through adolescent development. Moms and dads should take the responsibility here. And yes, partner with a professional if there's something grossly abnormal taking place, but make sure that professional is someone you agree with and understand, and someone that understands you.
Talk to the parents out there who are hearing what you're saying, and they think in concept, they're saying, you're right. I was a parent, my kids are both in their 20s, and there are times I'm thinking, I've never done this before, when my oldest is in those teenage years or the first set of problems happen. I don't know. There's no how to parent roadmap, out there that I would necessarily go to. Not every parent knows the answer. How do you work through that, saying you know your kid better than anybody else, when the temptation is call somebody or hire somebody in? Because when you tell parents you're the expert on your child, there's a lot of people who say, but it just doesn't feel that way sometimes.
Well, sure. And we all have discomfort. I mean, what parent likes talking to their son or daughter about sex, for example? I mean, that's the, hey, go talk to your mom. I mean, or go talk to the pastor, or go. We don't like dealing with the uncomfortable things, but there are times where we need to screw up our courage and take care of those important issues ourselves as best we can. And here's, as a Christian, I would say, hey, that's why you're part of the church. You have friends in your church. You have a pastor in your church. Go to them and ask them for advice. Partner with them as you raise your children. Ask them what they did. If they're half a step ahead of you, if their children are, a generation older than yours, or even just a few years older than yours, there are good parents within your circle of influence at your church that can give you good common sense advice. And you can trust them because you've had a relationship with them and you're all marching to the same tune. You're all marching in the same direction under the banner of your church. And that's the kind of child I think you want to raise, is somebody that embraces those values. So go to your circle of influence, your friends, your pastor, and seek their advice before you go to a stranger.
And for a lot of the parents out there who are probably struggling or debating what you just said, why does it matter where good advice or good mentoring comes from? Why does it matter if it comes from the parents versus a counselor versus a teacher? What's so important about the parent's unique role in delivering that advice or that mentorship?
Because in our time, we live in a postmodern culture where you don't know if the teacher is going to embrace your values on sexuality. You don't know if the teacher or the school counselor or the therapist is going to enable your child to become very dysfunctional and embrace trans identity, for example. You have 30% of today's Gen Zers. 30% of them are identifying as LGBTQIA trans. 30%, I'm going to say that number one more time, 3 out of 10. Now, that is not normal. Just 5 minutes ago, in terms of human history, it would have been in the 1 to 4%. And all of a sudden, it jumps to 30%. Why? Because the professional establishment, the experts, are pushing your kids in that direction. I don't want that happening when my kid is wrestling with his sexuality when he's 14, 15 years of age. I don't want somebody encouraging my kid to experiment with sexuality rather than understand that it's binary and that it's defined by God and the moral parameters are the best way for you to live. That's why it's important to keep these things close to home rather than going with a stranger to give advice and counsel.
Okay, if you want to see the more complete written answer to this, just look up WashingtonTimes.com and look up Everett Piper. This one's called Ask Dr. E, Should Parents Use Therapists to Help Children Adjust to Life Challenges? Fascinating conversation, Everett. Really appreciate you being back on the program. People do want to maybe be in touch, follow your work. Otherwise, what's the best way to do that?
My Twitter handle is Dr. Dr. Everett Piper. DREVERETTPIPER. And you can go to Facebook. I've got a professional personality page, and that's under Dr. Everett Piper on Facebook. Or go to my website, and that's DrEverettPiper.com.
And of course, see your books available there as well. So Everett, great to talk to you again. I really hope this spurs on a lot of conversations and debates and difficult questions that, frankly, I think we probably ought to wrestle with these days.
The bottom line is parents should be parents. It's your job. It's your responsibility. Don't farm it out. Step up to the plate. Accept the challenge. Be a good dad. Be a good mom.
Thanks so much, Everett.
Blessings.
Okay, I get it. Not everybody's going to agree with what Dr. Piper had to say. What do you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter at AVP Radio Show. Thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. I'm Mike Ferguson, and we'll talk to you again next week.